Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To help us get even more excited for Green Bay Packer football, Packaday radio show host, Packaday podcast host, Mr. Andrew Herman joining us here. Mr. Herman, long time no talk.
Hello, Andy.
It's been far too long since we've had any sort of crossover or me coming on the second segment. Training camp got the best of me with all the stuff that was going on. So, yes, it is great to be back. And, you know, Mason, it doesn't, there's football going on, but we have to start. The Packers have had an offseason where they've extended a long snapper, a kicker, and a punter in the same offseason. This, as a former specialist, has to make you just beaming with pride.
It's a rarity. Yes, I think in my time there in Green Bay, Tim Maste was the only punter that ever got extended. And obviously Brett Goode was there for a long time, so saw him get some new contracts. But yes, that has to feel good for that special teams room. You know, just to have those guys locked up. But you know, now there's an expectation, right? Like, you got to go out there and continue to perform and do your job. So I think those guys will do it. They're gonna be solid, and they've shown that they earned that right to get an extension. It's not easy to play there in Green Bay. So you get good ones there. You got to lock them up and try to keep them around for a while.
Very much so. Excited about that.
That's all you ever wanted, Mason, was just to have all the boys extended for 3 years, right?
And then we had some good runs. I mean, I had Tim and Brett we were together for 6 years. So, I mean, that's nothing to scoff at. I think for a while there, which was weird, we were the longest active, like, trio in the NFL. I think by, like, year four, like, everything was changing around us in the league. So that was nice to have. And yeah, it's so important. And I talk about that all the time with these young kickers, with kickers that, you know, with teams that change that operation all the time. Like, you wonder why you have kicking issues, why you have issues in that space. It's because you don't understand, like, that is important. It's important to have that continuity. Sometimes you have to work through growing pains. It's like, you know, they put a lot of emphasis on the center and quarterback exchange, even if it's shotgun, all that, like cadence and all of those things. So it's like, I don't know why some of these organizations don't put the same emphasis in that special teams room, especially when you saw last night, what, a 53-yarder, a 58-yarder. I mean, the expectation for specialists now is you cross that 50, you better be ready to kick a field goal. Yeah, and make that kick. Like, it's crazy. And man, now they've changed the rule. I didn't even realize. Did they talk about that much?
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. I didn't want to hijack the show.
That's the first I've heard of that.
With special teams right away. But so they changed it so you can bring your own K-balls now, right? And so that seems like I saw McAfee say, like, that can add like 10 to 15 yards of distance. Like, so how does this change things?
Oh, those things look juicy. I mean, they looked amazing. Yeah, I mean, to be able to work in that ball like the quarterbacks do during the week and then, you know, just come in and have them inspected. I mean, I had been saying that for years. I'm like, okay, like, we're going to bring the ball in, make sure it's not filled with helium, make sure it's not, you know, all these weird things. But it's like, why can't we just get that ball broken in, bring it in, have it inspected, and then do it like the quarterbacks do? So one win. That's a win for specialists right there. Is
it's about time.
They get to bring their own balls to the game. You know, that's I think they finally gave them one. And, you know, because the kickoff rules, you know, was stupid. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, yeah, but Brandon Aubrey didn't see. He couldn't keep it in the field of play. Like, he's trying to back off. He's three-stepping it and still hitting it 5 yards deep in the end zone. He couldn't keep it in play. But it feels like that 30, 35-yard line is just going to be the starting point. Even if you don't have a good return, I mean, they get to that 30, 32 pretty easily with now, you know, how the new rules are. And you hate seeing it, that first opening kickoff last night, injury on the play. It's like, we're trying to prevent injuries. I couldn't watch it. I'm like, as soon as I saw him holding his leg, I'm like, I can't watch that. Like, it probably, you know, snapped an ACL, or it looked like maybe even broke, like, the, you know, the tib fib, something like that. It's just like, oh, that is the worst. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know if we're going to see as exciting of plays on the kickoff, but, you know, at least I guess we're seeing more returns. So I would assume Keyshawn Nixon will open the game against the Lions, and then you'll probably see a heavy dose of Bo Melton. If Savion Williams is available, I'd love to see him back there. Just a big body, fast guy. Let him go and do his work. So what'd you think of the game last night, Andy? Let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, excitement to start. You know, with Jalen Carter getting ejected before an defensive play had even been run, Dak Prescott kind of spitting at him before, right? So, I mean, I guess since it didn't land on him, it doesn't count. Is that like the understanding there? What'd you think of how that whole thing started?
I'm not familiar with the spitting rules of engagement. If there is, some spittle in your direction, are you able to loogie back? Like, I'm not exactly sure.
Exactly. You know, it was rules of engagement. He engaged
it is,
first.
You know? So if you're spit at or around first, or do you get a free you'd probably know better what the rules of engagement are for
I heard something like the NFL is going to investigate. Like, was it intent to be like malicious and like, you know, mean, I guess, towards Dak Prescott? It's like, come
That's
on.
What
like,
we need more.
They're
going
to like try to justify that.
Is debating whether or not something is malicious and mean. Did we hurt anyone's feelings in the process of, you know, trying to knock each other out on the football field?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yes. But I mean, in general, I thought the game in totality was a crescendo of excitement. And then it kind of like just sputtered with the rain delay and the weather delay, I should say.
That was bad.
And then I talked about it with Tommy, but it starts touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, field goal, field goal. Just scoring nonstop. Yeah. And then it ends fumble, punt, 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 turnover on downs, kneel downs. Yeah. So like you went from insane excitement, everyone scoring at all times, to nobody can do anything. You've got CeeDee Lamb dropping the ball everywhere. Ugh. You've got Miles Sanders with the huge fumble. So yeah, it was a difference of two, not exactly halves, but the first part of the game all offense, second part a little bit more sputtering and a lot more defense.
Yeah, Miles Sanders cost me getting my pick right for that game.
Oh no.
Come on, bro.
If only someone picked Dallas to cover yesterday.
Oh, gosh, what a joke.
I mean, just it was that game. I told Andy,
it's a wash. I think we just scrap it because Mother Nature affected it. Like, I mean,
let's be real. I don't want to sound like this guy, but play the game, man. What are we doing?
We're gonna
have an hour delay for lightning. Like, when they literally say when lightning strikes, if lightning strikes, right? I mean, I understand there is like 70,000 people in the crowd and there's the players on the field. Like, come on, dude. It's lightning. I guarantee you we've all been in some sort of organized game where they see some lightning. They're like, oh, that's crazy. There's an air ambulance. Like, we got to make sure that we just don't run into that air ambulance at some times. Like, you know,
they should play through thunderstorm?
Oh, my. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Because you know why?
Yeah, what are the odds that you're going to get hit by lightning?
Well, okay.
I mean,
you know
what?
What
are the odds? No, maybe that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
there's hypothermia that could happen in Green Bay at like 70%.
I will say some of the stuff we played in Green, I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, if you have exposed skin for more than 10 minutes, you risk getting frostbite. But let's go out there and play a football game and wear tights. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
You'll be fine out there.
I want to get in on
toughen
some
up
more
a little bit.
Right.
Toughen up.
Like, you know, Don't spit
maybe
on
that's
dudes.
Why CD dropped the ball. He was scared of the thunderstorm. Like, the lightning was scary.
We literally have Tommy yelling at clouds right now. This is the best part way to open the show.
Yes.
Young man yells at clouds. What's happening?
I will, and I will continue to do that. Andy Herman joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. You can find him, obviously, an hour beforehand, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pack-A-Day Radio, plus Pack-A-Day Podcast at Andy Herman NFL on Twitter. Andy, we've talked a lot about Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, between Green Bay and Detroit on your show, but you haven't really gotten to talk a lot about it with Mason directly. Sure. When you gave out your highlights or most excited to watch, keys to the game, whatever it is, like, where do your eyes go first for Green Bay so Mason can hear?
Yeah, so we talked about earlier the interior of the defensive line for Green Bay, a lot of new players. And then on the interior of the offensive line for Detroit, a lot of new players. No more Kevin Zeitler. Their center Frank Ragnow is retired. So you've got Tate Ratledge, a rookie. You've got Graham Glasgow. You've got Christian Mahogany, a second year, sixth round pick.
Glasgow, I like that.
Yeah, there you go. So like, you've got a new interior of the offensive line for Detroit. And for Green Bay, no Kenny Clark, no TJ Slayton. You still have Wyatt, Brooks, Wooden, but now Nasir Stackhouse and Warren Brinson are in. So I think that to me is the one that my eyes immediately go to, because if Detroit can run inside, they're just going to keep running inside. So it's going to be paramount that Green Bay stops it. And like we said, doesn't matter if you have Micah Parsons or Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, anyone else, if you can't get into obvious passing situations and third and longs, they're just going to live in short yardage situations. So you really have to eat your vegetables on early down. So I'm really watching that interior of the offensive line. But to answer your question better, Tom, like, where my eyes are going immediately to Micah Parsons. My eyes are immediately going to these wide receivers for Detroit, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams, and how Green Bay is trying to cover those two dynamic players, not to mention Sam LaPorta at tight end. Like, I'm like everyone else. I still want to see the stars in this game and see how each team tries to go about getting these players involved early and often. And like, just last but not least, we talked about it as well. Green Bay got to far too many slow starts last year, especially in big games, especially in the NFC North games. I can't see Green Bay being down 17-3 to start the second quarter or something like that. I need to see them starting strong, getting off on the right foot and taking a hold of the game and dictating rather than being dictated to start the game.
Yeah, Andy, I totally agree with you. And I was texting the guys last night, and I think that probably both teams, Cowboys and Eagles, were playing offense the way that I think Green Bay needs to play, right?
Agreed.
It's like a heavy dose, run the ball, and then find your tight ends. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts like only threw to Goddard.
Oh my gosh.
It seemed like. I mean, it was, and I mean, he's not a thumper like Tucker Kraft. Like, he's tall, he's a little skinny. Like, he was actually taking some shots. I've been saying all week, I'm like, feed Tucker Kraft early and often, let him run at those defensive players, and let him just like, get that physicality going. Because, like, if you can do that off of play action, get those tight ends in different situations, running seams in the flat, all that stuff, like, I think that's just going to open up downfield. Honestly, that's what the Cowboys did, too. They had Ferguson working. They were working that run game, and it did get open. CeeDee Lamb was open. He dropped two passes. Yeah. He dropped one. That one, the post, I mean, he's scoring a touchdown. Like, that's right in his hands. That one was worse than the late game one.
For sure.
But, I mean, that's what that does. You bring everybody kind of closer to the box as much as possible, and then you try to get those one-on-one matchups down the field.
And to me, the Green Bay literally set up their offense for to be able to do exactly this. They go out and get Aaron Banks at guard. They get I know Anthony Bellin's not going to be playing as much, but they're getting some bigger offensive linemen. To me, you have every piece that you need. If they're going to go too high safety and they're going to let, dare you to run the ball, so to speak, all right, it's Josh Jacobs' time. Pound the rock, as you said, get it in play action, get into Tucker Kraft's hands. You've got players that you can get the ball in their hands and they can do the heavy lifting. You don't need Jordan to go out and be Superman right away. Take your checkdowns to Tucker Kraft and Josh Jacobs. Get Jaden Reed or some of these players in a bubble screen every now and again. Let those guys do a lot of the hard work for Jordan. It doesn't have to be all these explosive plays down the field. Then when all of a sudden you see that safety drop into the box and they're like, oh, we need to stop Josh Jacobs. All right, now it's Matthew Golden time. Eventually down the road, it's going to be Christian Watson time. Yeah. Now you're looking for some of those big plays down the field. But for me, I'm right there with you. Develop everything that you need to develop with your playmakers first underneath, and then everything's going to open up for you down the field, and then take advantage of it when it is.
For sure, for sure. We got Andy Herman joining the Mason Crosby Show. If you missed him, he you can always find his stuff, Pack-A-Day Radio, Pack-A-Day Podcast, at Andy Herman NFL. You listen to him every day at 8 to 9. I already know that. So he's crossing over. We finally have him back now that we're in the regular season.
Every Friday, like we did last year. Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, Andy, like I'm getting excited thinking about, okay, if they do this right with the Packers offense, it gets me thinking of like 2011 team for the Packers, like with Jordy and Aaron, right? Like that is exactly what they did. You know, it's like, oh man, Jordy was just, yes, he was fast. He was like electric and he did all of his things, but him and Aaron had an understanding. It was like, if that safety like was not in position, Jordy and Aaron would give hand signals. Jordy's running that deep post and he's just getting right behind that safety. And we were airing it out. And I think this offense has the potential to be exactly that, because we ran the ball effectively. We had good tight ends that we could feed in the underneath stuff. And this offense, the sky's the limit if they just progress the right way in that and don't let Jordan force things early, right? It's like, all right, get those completions, get a rhythm going and go out there and have success. And then if it doesn't, you know, if you have to get off the field, then you unleash Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, and you release, you know, just unleash this defense on that. Because that's kind of my thought last night. I mean, I'm watching this Cal. They lost 24-20, and they didn't have much of a pass rush. They couldn't get to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was able to run whenever it broke down. I mean, do you think the Cowboys team might have won that game last night if they had Micah Parsons on the field? I mean, like, you watch some old clips. I mean, Jalen Hurts, when he take off running, like, Micah Parsons could run him down. Like, he is that good. So, what do you think? I mean, you feel pretty optimistic that, you know, Micah Parsons on this Packers team is going to be a game changer.
It's a game changer. It's a difference maker. It gives you more outs. It gives you more options and ways to win football games. And to me, that's what's really important here is there are going to be times where you need Jordan to put on that superhero cape and he needs to just go out and throw the ball around the yard and find ways to win games. And I think with the receivers, especially when Watson comes back, they're going to have the ability to do that. You need to have the ground and pound game of sometimes you're just going to need Josh Jacobs to say, hey, I got this one. And in Jacksonville, I thought last year when Jordan went down and Josh is just basically like, don't worry, I got this, guys. Just give me the ball, put it on my back. I'll carry you guys to victory. And he did, and he was fantastic. Yeah. I think they can do that, and I think they're going to even do it better with some of the upgrades on the offensive line. There's going to be times where you have to have that drag-it-out game on defense, too, where you just are not going to be able to allow – you might not get turnovers, but you got to be able to get stops. And obviously, there's going to be those games where you just need to be able to get some big interceptions by Xavier McKinney or sack fumbles by Micah Parsons. And whether it's you need stops or whether it's you need turnovers, Micah Parsons increases the likelihood of both of those things, and it just gives you, again, way more opportunities to win the game. And the force multiplier that he is up front, he's going to make Rashawn Gary and the rest of the defensive line's jobs easier. When he's double A-gap blitzing with Edgerrin Cooper, that is a frightening scene for opposing offenses. For sure. I think that's going to make Edgerrin Cooper better. And, of course, your secondary doesn't have to cover as long. And, you know, for somebody like Xavier McKinney, who they basically stopped throwing in his direction, you know, when you're a quarterback and you've got time in the pocket to look off that safety or to make sure that Xavier McKinney's not in the vicinity, all right, yeah, then you're maybe not going to throw some picks to Xavier McKinney. But when you've got a 250-60 pound defensive end screaming off the edge and you've got to get rid of the ball, you might not be able to take that last check to see if Xavier McKinney's there, or you might not be able to look him off, and then you're throwing that ball and getting it out, and all of a sudden Xavier McKinney's going to benefit from that, as well as Evan Williams, amongst others. So yeah, I just think he's going to make everything better, and it just gives you more outs and more opportunities to win games.
Andy Herman joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Andy, I have a question, and I think they did this as a topic last week on Wisconsin Sports Daily. It was originated between me and Sparky, and then we never really got to it on this show, so then he took it for his show. But I had asked the question, like, at the end of the year, whose numbers are going to look better, Matthew Golden or Tucker Kraft?
Matthews will look better. Kraft will have the bigger impact, but Matthew Golden's numbers will look better. Yeah. I think he's going to be a little bit more efficient. I think there's going to be some more explosives. I think he'll have more yards. I think he'll have more receptions. I think Kraft will have maybe more touchdowns, but I still think Tucker is going to be the more maybe valuable slash important slash maybe utilized player, but I bet Golden's just looks a little bit more efficient and a little bit more sexy as he gets some of those big plays down the field.
Meaning like he's going to have a 900-yard season in your mind or something like that?
I think
think that sounds about right. Too. Yeah.
I think that sounds about right. And here's my other take here. You're going to see, you mentioned maybe some of those deep shots. Matthew Golden's getting a deep post in this game. And yeah, so I've seen people say, like, will they give him like the Christian Watson, like double move go around? I don't think you're going to get that early in the game like Watson got on his first play. I think you're going to get a deep post with an advantageous look off of play action to Matthew Golden in this game. What happens from there? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to catch it, if they're going to defend it well. I don't know. But you're going to get a shot or two to Matthew Golden deep in this game. And I think you're going to see those throughout the season.
So do you think like this Tucker Kraft year could be very similar to like a 2020 Bob Tonyan season?
I think it'll be better than that. I think Kraft is going to be, like I said, extremely valid. The hard part for me with this offense, still in totality, is figuring out exactly how you feed all of the mouths. We know Josh Jacobs is going to get the ball a ton. I think Tucker Kraft's going to get the ball and be an emphasis quite a bit. And then you've just got, I mean, you've got Luke Musgrave. Marshawn Lloyd's going to come back at some point. Christian Watson is going to come back at some point. Dobbs, Reed, Wicks. Like, we can go on. There's Savion Williams might get some run at some point. So I just think there's going to be so many mouths to feed that it's going to be tough for any one player to be like, oh wow, they went, you know, 120 yards every single week. It's just going to be hard to do that. You might see some receiver go 100 yards like back to back to back weeks, and then for like three straight weeks be like they got three catches total. Like, I think that's the ebb and flow that you might see from some of these receivers, tight ends, running backs, etc. Jacob's the only one I feel confident in.
So Andy, I said this earlier in the week though, is like, I think Jordan's next progression though too is being a little more choosy with who he goes to, like kind of for himself, defining out who his number one target is going to be, right? Because I could see this Lions team coming in, especially with Aiden Hutchinson healthy again, all of that, especially with the unknown of like, all right, how good is Matthew Golden going to be? If they're going to try to run the ball and Tucker Kraft is going to be a weapon, like let's run like a cover two shell type of thing, all eyes on the ball, try to let our pass rush get there and not, you know, not man up on guys. I think the Lions would be a mistake for them, especially I think their corners are probably maybe one of the weaker spots on their defense. They have good safeties, but their corners are, you know, like not, you know, you just don't know what they're going to be. It was almost like the Eagles corners last night had some tough times. So I just think they're going to have all eyes on the ball and the Lions team. So if you can run the ball effectively, get those guys to squeeze down, that's when stuff's going to open up. And I think if Jordan Love can be a little more choosy with who his target is and try to feed, you know, 10, 11 targets to individual guys every game, that's going to be really, you know, kind of beneficial for this team throughout the season. What do you think of that?
You have to have that go-to guy in those go-to situations, whether it's, you know, third and long, it's a red zone situation. You have to have the matchup that you know that you're going to win. And you can look at it two ways, right? You can say, who's the guy that I trust that I know is going to get open, or who's the fish on the other side that I can keep attacking over and over? Adoree Jackson was the guy that they wanted to attack over and over last night in that game. So if they have that, all right, by all means, figure out the guy that has the most advantageous matchup. But more often than not, what you're going to want to do is go to the guy that you trust the most. And it would not shock me at all if Matthew Golden comes that guy sooner rather than later.
All right, last question before we let you go, Andy. I was watching the game, and obviously I don't have like the deep dive highlight like clips, like I don't have the game study, but just watching even on TV, I mean, it looked like they were letting a lot of stuff go on the offensive line. Like it looked like they weren't calling as much holding. I'm pretty sure Cowboys guy literally, you know, punched one of the, you know, Eagles players across, you know, on the side of the head right in front of the, you know, the throw there, didn't call it. So do you think, and how that game went early, you know, like you said, touchdown, 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 field goal, like it was a lot of scoring. Like, do you think the NFL might let some of the offensive holding, some of those offensive penalties go a little bit more this year because they want to see more offensive production and more scoring? Do you think that's real, or am I just kind of trying to, you know, see something that's not there?
They want to see taunting penalties, Mason, is what they want to see. So yeah, they just got their binoculars out for anyone that's possibly like flexing, or like, you know, like the double pump. Like you just got to make sure you can only have, you know, two pump. Once you get to three pumps, it's too many. Like, so, I say it facetiously, but it's interesting to see what the NFL is going to have as their point of emphasis every year. And it feels like, you know, some of the basics, whether it's just like holding or like lining up the right way on the tush push sort of plays, so that it's not an illegal formation. Like, Can we get like the basics down to make sure that we've got this stuff covered before we're, you know, examining if somebody was kind of mean to another player on a play? I don't know. But I do think that you know, there's always that question of what are you going to be able to get away with? And I think there's always a feel from like referee group to referee group too. One referee group is like, we're letting everything go. It's just going to be, you know, all complete chaos and like you're each on your own. And another referee group might be like, oh, I think he kind of tugged him a little, that like a 40-yard penalty, you're ejected out of the game. Like, yeah. It's just, you don't know what you're going to get. So we'll see. I think Green Bay's got to go out, play their game. I think they can play in any way if they need to play physical. I think they're going to be able to play more physical. If it's more of a finesse game, I think they can play a finesse game, but I think you're going to have to sort of gauge each individual referee crew and kind of adjust from there.
I like that, Andy. All right. Well, appreciate you jumping on. I'm excited for our Friday crossovers. I can't believe NFL football is here. And again, it wouldn't be the NFL and it wouldn't be NFL season if I didn't bring up the refs. I mean, it's time now to scrutinize every ref. You know,
we're officially back.
Every call. Yeah.
I mean, is there going to be a fight every play of every game? Because that was literally yesterday, too, which I am so down for.
There's division games for sure.
Look, yeah, one I mean, fight a game, one little tussle, like, all right. But like after four or five fights in one game, like, let's chill out, guys. All right. I want to, like, the game was an hour delay already, and then it got delayed another half hour because of all the fighting in the game.
Well, they should add extra time like they do in soccer, right, Andy?
Oh, my God.
Yes, add stoppage time. That's what we need to do. Make
that
a change.
Andy
stoppage time.
Hackaday Radio joining us here on
Got
the Mason Crosby Show.
Yes.
Andy, we will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, guys.
There he is. You. Andy Herman, Hackaday Radio, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every weekday here on The Fan. And as well, Hackaday Podcast at Andy Herman NFL. Just all around good guy. All pro human, Mason, some would say.
Andy's great. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I've asked him multiple times, like, if he was going to get into scouting. He said, he dabbled in some of that, but I think he's doing what he loves. So, I mean, he's able to scout and do all of those things, but not have to be tied to a building, which is nice.
Andy Herman thinks that I wouldn't square up with Jalen Carter if he spit on me.
He doesn't think you would?
He doesn't think I would.
I don't think you would.
I would. I would lose, but I would.
You would. Like, you're not going to let that happen.
No.
I was impressed. I mean, Dak Prescott not reacting.
Well,
the offensive lineman
first.
Not reacting?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was surprising. They must not have seen it. I don't know if they saw it.
That's a great point, though. If Aiden
Hutchinson... it wasn't like an altercation.
No.
Like, that was what was weird. Like,
no,
it wasn't like they were...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They weren't, like, yelling in each other's face. Like, it seemed like a very casual interaction.
Yeah.
And it was almost like Jalen Carter just couldn't help himself.
It's like I gotta spit right now.
It's like, and I was telling Molly that, like, you know, guys have, you know, they have conversations and you kind of turn and you spit on the ground. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like a reflex.
Right. Yep.
And it's like he just didn't turn his head. Just, I'm just going to spit on you.
Well,
I guess that's a thing now.
We'll continue the conversation with football being back here on The Fan, and on top of it, all football talk on The Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year, $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.